I remember one other time I was here. I think it was when I brought my two godbrothers. You made a comment about Bhaktivinoda Thakur as Kamalamanjari in Bhumi Vraj, that he or she grew up to 12 years old. Yes. Before doing our service. I just thought you could maybe explain that and also explain a little bit about your understanding of Bhumi Vraj. Because, one mother in Vrindavan left her body a couple of days ago. Oh. And I was just wondering, what the...
In Vrindavan.
Yeah. Very, very auspicious leaving.
Very auspicious leaving.
Yeah. So, Vrindavan is...
But you know, just like your understanding of
every inch, every second, every minute.
So there's, I think, two questions?
Yes, sort of two. The first one...
Okay. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and his collection of poems or songs entitled Gita Mala. Yes, one's called Sharanagati and Gitavali and Gita Mala. So Gita Mala, and the last section there, that group is called Siddhi Lalasa. Siddhi Lalasa. Lalasa means heartly hankering, because there's heartly hankering and mentally hankering. Some people are mentally hankering or something. They may be, heart may be satisfied. They're surrounded by loving ones, and their heart is full. But it doesn't mean they're not still hankering. Mentally hankering. I want this. I want that. So lalasa is different than lobha, because lobha also means hankering. Lalasa means a very deep, heartly hankering. And it's one of the categories of prayers, prarthana, that the padakartas or the advanced devotees with those type of sentiments and realizations, they write different categories of prayers, such as Sharanapati means to surrender, and Seva Utkicha, prayers for Seva. And then the last one, there's different, and then Sharanagati and Prarthana. You see in that songbook by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, some dainika, some bandha dainika. One is prayers of humility. One category. So it'll all be prayers of humility. Another one is called sharanagati or surrender. So this particular section, which is also this type of prayers you'll find in prarthana, it's called Siddhi Lalasa. Many writers have their Siddhi Lalasa. So Siddhi Lalasa, that category of prayers, because there's different stages of devotees at different levels. So what we pray for when we're 5 years old is not what we pray for when we're 40. When we're five, we pray for a new bicycle or whatever. Mm-hmm. Something simple, but so our prayers change. Oh, God, save me, or whatever. So then the sadhakas going through anartanivriti onto prema, there are certain categories of prayers that are very suitable for their level of spiritual advancement and suitable for their sambandha relationship with Krishna. Especially in the beginning, prayers of Sharanagati are very favorable. And there's many songs like that in the ISKCON Vaishnava songbook, Sharanagati. Gopinath, mama nivadena shuno. I'm a wretched materialist. I'm attached to all horrible things. I have no devotion. Oh, pity on me. Oh, please. Oh, Gopinath. Gopinath. Right? So that prayer, Gopinath, is one sample of a prayer in a whole group of prayers, maybe 50, 60 prayers Bhaktivinoda Thakur has called Sharanagati. So the Siddhi Lalasa, these type of prayers, they're appropriate or apropos For devotees at the level of Bhav, Asakti and Bhav, there they have the adhikar to sing these and to hanker for these. In other words, because they're all about the prayojan, they're about the goal, the final point. But certainly, a less advanced sadhaka like myself or others, by seeing those, we can understand the goal, and we can understand more clearly the goal that we ourselves may be individually hankering for and endeavoring for. We're not at the level of Bhav, so we can't truly maybe pray like that or sing like that, because those aren't really our feelings. We don't have the adhikara. But we can appreciate that these are the outpourings of the highly advanced devotees like Vilap Kusumanjali. Here, these are prayers of Vilap, of lamentation. Vilap is a type of Sanchari Bhav at the level of prema. So Raghunath Das Goswami, Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, he's praying like this in the very end of his life, end of his bhajan life. Tavevasmi, tavevasmi, najivami twayavina iti vigaya devi tvam nayamam charnantikam. He's saying, oh Radha, tavevasmi, tavevasmi, you are my everything, you are my everything. I cannot live without you. I can't live without you. Please understand this and take me to your lotus feet, charnantikam. So that's a very exalted, high state of bhav and feelings and intensity of separation and anguish of a divinely saturated heart, saturated with divine feelings of prema and the ultimate perfection of bhakti. So we can read it, and we read it. It's in Vilap Kusumanjali, verse 104 or so. And we see it, and we say, wow, this is intense. This is deep. I'm not on this level. Because I had once asked my teacher, I said, can you suggest some prayers to Radharani? And I said, if you can suggest, I see so many prayers. And which ones would be suitable for my adhikara? And which ones am I eligible for? Are appropriate at my level, since Guru knows more than we do. So I mentioned to my teacher, I said that I have memorized this prayer and I rather like it, Tevevasmi. And then when I said that, for the next 15 minutes, I got the sauce. She said, you can't say that. You can't say this. You're living without Radharani. Have you felt Radharani? Have you seen Radharani? I said, no. You have anubhavas, you have spurtis. You're living very nicely. You're eating and sleeping and dreaming, and you never think of Radharani for 5 minutes in a day. And you're saying, I can't live without you. You're my everything. Radharani is your everything. Oh, and I was like, any other prayer? And he said, you just pray for mercy. Kripa karo, Radha Rani kripa karo, Sham kripa karo, Gurudev kripa karo, kripa bindu diya, kripa bindu diya. I said, Jai Gurudev. Kripa bindu, you know, Vaishnav kukur. So this is Siddhi Lalasa. So it's very beautiful. I recorded it on a tape 25 years ago, and I've listened to it many times. But in Siddhi Lalasa, there's seven or eight prayers which are in a sequence describing the experience of the siddhi, the perfection of the desired perfection, or maybe the realized perfection, or the seen perfection of Bhaktivinoda Thakur seeing his Siddhadeya, Siddha Sarup, and understanding his name to be Kamala Mandri. Of course, he was given Siddha Pranali by his guru, Vipin Bihari Goswami, I believe so. And so then he narrates, he says, when will I... So then, if you follow the sequence of the prayers because it's written in sequential way in terms of time. He said, when will I take birth in Bhauma Vrindavan from the womb of a gopi as Kamala Manjari? And when will I'll be going, and then he says, I'll be going to the Yamuna collecting water, and I'll be singing Pagalini Gan means songs. I'll be singing songs like a mad woman, Pagalini, like Pagal, and all the madmen, Rasik Pagal. And I will be collecting water, and then I will go, and I will sit in my kunj, and I will just be pining and waiting for the day. So then, these first few stanzas explain that situation, that here he has appeared in Bhauma Vrindavan, in the Prakat Leela of Radha and Krishna, manifest pastimes. And Prakat Vrindavan is not different from Aprakat Vrindavan. All the Jamuna, Govardhan, Nidhivan, Sevakan, Jwarasavan, and Upavan, everything there, same. Chintamani Bhumi, Braja Bhumi, Bhauma Vrindavan. So you take birth from the womb of a gopika, then you're a baby gopi, and you grow up and grow up. So now he's grown up, and he's attained his eternal age, because only there in Bhauma Vrindavan there's the feature of birth and growing up, these type in Purva Raga, all these things, not in the Nitya Vrindavan, Aprakrit Vrindavan. Krishna is eternally there as a 15, he's not taking birth over there, and little Gopal. Although there is a Parakoshta there, in Goloka Vrindavan, there's a Parakoshta compartment area where there's Nitya Gopal. And he's stealing butter and all these things. Because every second, Krishna's and every form and every relationship with his devotees is eternal. This is the inconceivability of it all.
So basically, like since 2 years old to like 15, he has pastimes at all of these ages in Prakat Vrindavan and Aprakat Vrindavan.
In Aprakat Vrindavan, he's eternally 15 years, 9 months, and 7.5 days, according to Siddha Krishna Das. And he's always that in his Astakali Leela, which is his day to night pastimes, told in Bhavanamrita. And Bhavana Sarasangra, Krishna Anika Kamudi, Govinda Lilamrita, and other books, they're all describing no growing up and all these things. So that's the Nitya Leela. But and all those Parishads or Yashodas there. But there's another Yashoda, another Nanda Bhava, some other section, another little Gopal, and that's going on. But no one sees that, and they don't see this, and this is the inconceivability. It's every second is eternally existing. Hard to understand, but it's all there. But our goal as sadhakas and Gaudiya Vaishnavism is the Astakali Leela and eternal forms and ages as we see in the Govinda Lilamrita. So there in Gita, Sri Lalasa and Gita Mala, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, I'm there, I've grown up to be 12 years old and 8 months, whatever. So I'm sitting and I have my little kunja, I'm sitting there. And suddenly, one day, so that means many days, many months, years, growing up, everything. So far in the narration of his chronology, of his life, you can say, first life in Bhauma Vrindavan, there's no meeting, no seeing Radha, no seeing Krishna, no meeting them. Which is what I was saying in our previous meeting. So now he says, oh, suddenly one day when I was singing like a madman, I saw coming down the footpath, I saw Vilas Manjari and Rupa Manjari. You can see. I saw Vilas Manjari and Rupa Manjari approaching me. And Vilas Manjari is the Siddha identity of his guru, Vipin Bihari Goswami. Vipin and Vilas. They have usually the same like that. Rupa Goswami and Rupa Manjari. That's the same, but it's not Goswami, it's Lavanga Manjari. But anyway, so that is his identity. That's a fact. In other books it's telling. that Vipin Bihari Goswami, the Diksha Guru, and I assume the Pranali Guru, but that is his name, and that name is there in that book. So they come, they're coming along the footpath, and they see me, and they say, what are you doing? What are you doing sitting here? Don't you know the divine couple is just passing near the Yamuna, not far from here? Now is your time. Now you can. Now is your opportunity. You can render the service you've been hankering for since, you know, so many lifetimes of sadhana. Now you're in Boma Vrindavan. So then they will take me by the hand, and then Rupa Mantri will introduce me to the Lalita, and I will get trained in different bhavas and premas. And so there's a progression where then finally, so he doesn't, so what I said in our meeting of some time ago, is I said that even when you appear in Boma Vrindavan, you don't see Radha and Krishna right away, based on that statements there, that because that's a general understanding that there's some time gap, just like you see in Rasa Panchadaya, 10th canto of Bhagavatam, describing the Dandakarani Rishis and the Shrutichaaris, they followed the path of, well, I mean, they followed the gopis of Vrindavan, and they followed their bhav, but they didn't have siddhadeyas or whatever, but they were following them for a long, long time, since Treta Yuga, in the case of the Dandakaranya Rishis, they met Ram and the Shrutis for so long. So they finally took birth, they became sadhana siddha, just like we will become sadhana siddha. And they took birth in Boma Vrindavan, Krishna's Prakat Leela, which is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 29 through 33, Rasa Dance. So they're in the beginning, they're there, and they've grown up, and they haven't, they've seen Krishna, whatever. But then Krishna played the flute, and then he called all the gopis for the Rasa Dance. And some of them, most of them, the Nitya Siddhas, of course, all got out of their houses. And the Sadhana Siddhas, most of them got out. But some Sadhana Siddhas didn't get out, and then they were kept home. And because their bhav, they had gopi bhav, but their deha was not completely perfect. Their spiritual gopi body was not perfect in some way. So in the verse it says that they gave up their gunamaya deha. It says in Sanskrit, gunamaya deha. Guna means three modes of nature. There is some that their gopi deha was not perfect. So those gopis, they met with their husbands and produced children. And then later, when Krishna played the flute, then they burned up in the fire of separation, and all that gunamaya, all that some desire to have contact with with the man, that was all dissolved. And then in their spiritual bodies, they entered and danced in the rasa dance. That's described in the purports, even BBT, 10th canto, and more elaborately in other commentaries. So they are also a case where they at the right time, as these sadhana siddhas, they got the opportunity to serve Krishna, they were called. So this is what I was saying about the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that and in the case of the sadhana siddhas, it says they associate. So generally how it works, you're asking about Boma Vrindavan, is that a sadhana siddha will take birth in a womb of gopi there, and then he'll grow up, or she will grow up, and she'll be born in Barsana, or some village around Barsana. And then gradually she will meet her, of course, Guru Sakhi from previous life, and so many other Sakhis and Manjaris. And eventually she'll get Sangha of the Sakhis and get trained, so she can understand what it, because now she has prema, and as a sadhaka, you attain prema, and you're a prema in your siddhadeya, Raghunuga Bhakta, in your siddhadeya as Gopi Manjari, and then you take birth in Krishna's manifest leelas in some material universe on Boma Vrindavan. It's called Boma. Boma means earth, earthly Vrindavan. It's only earthly because it's in that Maya Jagat, somewhere, some earth planet, in a universe or some other universe or whatever. And there the Vrindavan manifests, full Prakat Vrindavan will manifest, and you'll enter there. So there we have prema when we take birth. Our gopi body is, our body is perfect. It's a siddha deha, and our bhava is siddha. We have siddha bhava, gopi prema, which we developed as a sadhaka in many lifetimes. We attain prema, gopi prema, madhurya prema parakiya bhava. And then we were absorbed in meditating our siddha deha, so our deha was perfect. So there's a difference. And I can discuss this with my teacher, the same point. I was just listening to it on the tape. There's a difference between the sadhana siddha rishicharis and the sadhana siddha Gaudiya Vaishnava Raghunugiya Bhaktas. Because, which is told in the Tikas there, that their bhav, they very much developed their gopi bhav, they had prema. So they were siddha, these rishicharis and municharis. So they took birth there in Boma Vrindavan. They appeared there from a womb of a gopi. This is the system. Everyone will go this way. So their bhava was siddha. They had perfect prema bhava. But their deha, their gopi deha, it wasn't siddha. This is what way it was told to me. So that's why the term is used, gunamaya deha, for them. But this does not apply to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They won't have a gunamaya deha because they have a siddha deha. The guru gives a siddha deha and they're practicing life after life, meditating on their siddha deha, so it's very clear. So that's the difference. So they will appear there and their body will be perfect, siddha deha, and their bhava will be perfect. And then they'll get further training with their guru sakhi and the Rati Mandri, Rupa Mandri, Lalita Vishaka. And the training is to enhance the prema, to understand sneha, pranaya, man, rag, anarag, bhav, and mahabhav. Because in order to nourish and be taratmyam, or one with the heart and mind of Radharani, and to nourish her leelas and to enhance her leelas and to say the right thing at the right time or pass the right joke at the right time or render the right service. Because the mandris do so many things. They tell jokes, they sing love songs, or they sing songs of union or songs of separation or songs of anguish. Or many songs they sing, and they speak poems and riddles, and it's called praheli. Praheli means riddles. So the mandris have to learn, and because this is a whole land of bhav, it's a whole land of prema. So all the actions and all the interactions and all the speech and all the movements and dances and glances and everything is saturated with mahabhav and with madhurya prema. So the mandris have to learn and understand and realize all these aspects of parakiya bhav and madhurya prema. So they learn those things. And then they can enter then they're introduced to the Leela by the mercy of Purnamasi and their Guru Varg, their gurus, and their Yuteshri, Vishaka, Lalita will take them by the hand with Rupa Rati Manjari and say, now you come to the Kunja, you can render this service or that service. So this is the situation of Boma Vrindavan. That's clear?
It's very beautiful.